Hello and welcome to Cats Out of the Bag. I'm Kat Hennessy, and in this podcast, nothing is off limits. Hello, my fucking angels, and welcome to episode one of Cats Out of the Bag. I am so thrilled to be doing this. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to go on this fun, sexual, wild journey with you all and drop weekly episodes on fucking all the crazy shit. So for anyone who doesn't know who I am and you've just happened to click on this podcast, I'll give you a little intro on my story. My name's Kat. I am 27. I live on the Gold Coast. Some people may
remember me from such things as The Bachelor, which let's not fucking go into that, but I probably will do an episode on it because it was a very traumatic experience of my life.
But I was on the Honey Badger season of The Bachelor, well known as the fucking villain, and I'm so not the villain. I am fucking wild and fun, and they just used every single bit of that to make me look like a bitch. Anyway, so yeah, so you might know me from that. I've also been on a few other podcasts, and a lot of you have enjoyed thoroughly my openness to sexuality, my crazy dating stories. And I just thought I wanted to create a little space, a little community, and, you know, be able to share all my fucked up tales with you guys, interview people who, you know, have gone through things similar to me. I want to drop an episode once a week. I'm going to be going through all sorts of things on like confidence, dating, you know, interviewing people from The Bachelor, normalizing sex. And I just want people to be open with talking about this stuff. And I feel like not enough people are, and I am, and I just want to fucking share that with you people. So, yeah, I'm going to have a few fun guests. I want to chat with some sex workers. I want to chat with ex-reality stars, like what it's like filming on the other side. There's going to be a lot of fun stories, Tinder fuck-ups, all of that. So tune on in. These episodes are all probably going to be extremely inappropriate. So if you're not into that, I'd probably not listen, but if you like a little bit of R18, or maybe we could even say X-rated, then tune on in, and I guarantee you're going to be having a fucking lol. So a little update on my dating life. I'm still very much single. I was actually seeing someone recently, but he's gone a little bit ghost mode on me now, so I'm currently back on the field, ready to find my next man or woman, which I will also dive into my one-month lesbian phase in COVID, which will it continue, will it not? Who knows? It's so fucking interesting. But I was seeing this guy. We were hanging out for like 5 weeks, seeing each other once a week. Great sex. I literally recorded my first episode, had a bit of a technical issue, and didn't have my microphone set up properly. So here I am going for round three, actually. I've had a few technical difficulties. And my previous episode, I was talking about the most amazing head that I got and how epic it was. But now that he's ghosted me, I don't even want to fucking go into that because I'm off it. We were literally hanging out. Everything was all good. And he kind of just went a bit like silent on me the other week, and I kind of messaged him on the Thursday. I hadn't heard from him all week, and I was like, how's your week going? Like, blah, 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 replies the next day. And then I reply and hear nothing. It's fucking crickets. And then I was like, okay, I'll give it till like Wednesday. Ended up messaging him on Tuesday, as you fucking do. And I was like, hey, like, you know, feel like you're going a bit quiet on me. All good if that's the case. But, you know, I'd rather you just tell me rather than just not reply to me, kind of thing. And he came back and he was like, hey, so sorry. I've been so busy. I'm like applying for new jobs and, you know, I'm applying for a car loan and setting up my ABN, dot, dot, dot. Completely avoided my question and gave me some fucking shit excuse. Like, an ABN takes 5 minutes to set up. Are you joking? Try fucking working full time and running two businesses. Don't even talk. Don't fucking at me, bro. Anyway, so that was that. And I just haven't replied to him since. And I'm a bit devo because I did really like him, but I know what I'm worth, and I'm definitely not worth fucking being ghosted. So fucking see you later, bitch. Anyway, so I am going to try and go on a fabulous date this week, and feel like I need to for fucking good content for all of you. But I did put out a little question box where I was like, hey guys, send me in your stories, like send me in some fucked up shit. And you guys are hilarious. I got some like the funniest replies, some really, really funny responses. And I'm just going to dive straight into some of these stories. I'm obviously not ever going to give anyone's name. So if you ever message me, it's always going to be anonymous. So let's dive into story one. Let's call her Ebony because I feel like that's a bit fun and unusual. So Ebony, here we fucking have it. Hey Kat, buckle up. This is quite the journey. So I was on exchange in America and my girlfriends and I decided to do a trip along the West Coast. Best coast in my opinion. San Francisco being the final destination. Only myself and one of my other friends were 21, so we decided to take advantage of that and we ditched the others for a night out. Fucking love that for you, Ebony. We started at this trendy little bar. Wow, in case anyone forgot, American men are so much more forward and confident than Aussie guys. Okay, Ebony is so right here. Dude, I feel like COVID needs to be over so I can go and meet some forward fucking European men or something, because you talk to a guy in a bar here and they're like, ah, or if like, yeah, it's just, I feel like it's so unusual in Australia. Guys are not forward and I feel like I'm always making the move. Anyway, my friend and I are grabbing a drink at the bar when this stunning man, let's call him Chad, strikes up a casual conversation and invites us to join him and his mates in the corner after discovering it was our first night out in the city. Her being British and me Aussie was also a major draw card, I'm sure. We go over to their table and straight away I lock eyes with the most handsome out of the bunch, Richard. I don't usually care for American guys, but he was sweet and very lovely. Without even saying a word, my friend decided I could take the lead and flirt with Richard. She wasn't too fazed by the others and was happy to just play it friendly instead of flirty. Fucking, can I be your best friend? I want to play it flirty and you can just fucking chill. I love it. Anyway, next minute we agree to bounce and go to this party with Chad and Richard. We jump in an Uber and my mate and I clock eyes, both thinking for a split second that this is where we get abducted. To our surprise and luck, the boys did not lie. They were raving about this warehouse party in downtown San Francisco. The boys race to an ATM to get money out to pay entry. My friend and I are starting to get some weird vibes waiting in the line. The warehouse club setup is pretty much illegal as fuck. By the time we get in, we realize that Chad is annoying, lol, badgering my friend to hook up. She lies and says she has a boyfriend to get him off her back. Side note, isn't that so fucked that girls even feel like they need to do that? Like, fuck off, Chad. While I'm dancing with Richard, who's giving off some serious big dick energy now that he's had a few drinks in him, perfectly suiting his name, we all know dick is short for Richard, I'm sure. I fucking forgot that, so thank you, Ebony, for the reminder. The warehouse event was the most epic setup ever. A very cool crowd. Apparently it was one of those you only get sent the location on the day of kind of parties. Not so sly drug deals going on all around, and all drinks at the bar had to be paid in cash. Dodgy, but fun. Eventually, Richard and I kiss. Cute for us, but for an older guy, he was pretty sloppy. By this time, Chad had gone on the hunt for any other woman that would give him attention. Definitely was giving off Mr. Desperate vibes. Glad my friend gave him the no, but was definitely conscious she now felt like the official third wheel. So with that being said, combined with sick of paying for $40 drinks and not in the mood to be ripped off for cocaine, my friend and I decided to call it a night. Before going, Richard asks if we can go on a date the following night. I say yes and give him my number. The next day, I was surprised that he actually texted. I met up with him at another epic bar for drinks, and eventually, one thing leads to another. He proposes we go back to his, and I think, fuck it, why not? He lives with old mate womanizer Chad. We fucking hate Chad, guys. He is the fucking villain in this story, even though I have no fucking leg to stand on with villains scenarios, but fucking here I am calling them out. Who Richard reveals actually has a girlfriend, whoa, okay, who lives an hour away and who Chad stays with most nights during the week, while on the weekends he goes on missions to find a side chick, something that was apparently on trend for guys to be doing there. Concerning, I know. Fucking so concerning. Ebony, I hate that you even need to be around Chad. Richard is pretty keen. I didn't think much of it. Next minute, the clothes came off. But let me tell you, nothing else came that night. I go to feel his dick, yet I'm pretty sure I was cupping what felt like three small deflated balloons in my hand. Did the guy have three balls, I wondered? Where's the dick? Oh, joke's on me. He has a micro penis. I'm polite. It remains soft. Yet the rest of him appears very excited. I asked him when the last time he had sex was. He said, a while. Oh, so like a few months? He goes quiet. A few years? What the fuck, I think to myself. I'm all for having time off, but this guy is seriously attractive, so I was just so shocked because he was so confident when out, and I pretty much pigeonholed this guy into being someone who regularly gets around. How come it's been that long? I ask again in a mindful manner. I don't want to make this guy feel bad. And he says, because of this, and points down to his fucking crotch. We hadn't drunk much. This wasn't a my dick's not capable because I partied too hard situation. And to be honest, not to toot my own horn, but I would say I'm a bit of a dick whisperer in many ways. I love giving hand jobs and head, but there was nothing that even my skills could do to help save Richard Jr. So not only was it a micro penis before me, it was a limp dick micro penis. Lol, I fucking never thought I'd say that in a fucking sentence. A limp dick micro penis. Like, fucking Ebony, you're in for a bloody ride, doll. I realized we weren't going to get much further. He didn't know what he was doing on my end, although he tried. There was no pleasure, just pokes and prods, aka not a fun time. I let him know I had tourist duties to tend to the next day, so I couldn't stay. I bolted back to my accommodation. My girlfriends asked me the following morning how the date went. They burst out laughing when I told them that we can now officially refer to old mate Richard, not as dick, but little limp dick. Cheers, America. Fucking heavy days. Oh my God. I personally have never had a micro dick situation. She's also asked what I would do in this situation. And I feel like I am the kind of person that, like, I've had guys who it's like they can't get hard or like they can't get it up. And like you automatically feel like it's you and like you're the one that's, you know, am I not turning them on? Like, am I not sexy? Like, but a lot of the time it is in guys' heads. And I feel like if I was in that situation, I'd just do whatever the fuck I could to get them fucking hard. And even if it didn't work, I'd be fucking off it. But like, fuck, you gotta try, you gotta do what you can. But to go a little bit more into this whole like micro dicks thing. So yes, I haven't, but my best friend over in Bali actually had a micro dick situation. And like, you know, before anyone gets upset, like no hard feelings to a man with a micro penis, like that would fucking suck. But for the sake of the podcast, we're going to fucking have a laugh and I'm going to tell you this wild story. So not only did my friend get with a guy who had a micro dick, but she got with a guy who had a micro dick fetish. What is that, you ask? What is that I fucking asked? And what is that all of my girlfriends fucking asked? So she pretty much goes on this date with this guy. He's amazing. She really liked him. They, you know, went on one or two dates. The second one, you know, they start hooking up. Things start getting a little frisky. They start getting into it. They're hooking up, blah, 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 blah. And then she kind of goes to feel his dick and it is pretty much non-existent. So she like ended up giving him, let's call it a pity blowjob. So she's giving him head. She's pretty much sucked this guy off because she just didn't know what else to do and she felt weird and was like, well, this sex thing isn't going to work. So gives him head. And then he starts messaging her the following week and starts sending her dick pics of his dick next to small objects. So he gets like a Nivea chapstick, like, if anyone has a Nivea chapstick, fucking go and get it right now and look how small it is. And this is literally like the size of his dick next to this thing. And he's like, how small does my dick look? Like, I want you to send this to your friends. I want you to send me back the screenshots of all of them saying how small my dick is. Like, I want to see them laugh at me. So this guy would get off on us commenting on his fucking dick. So not only did he have a micro dick, but he had a fucking micro dick fetish. I was like, dude, this is so bizarre. Like, I've never fucking heard of it, nor have I ever seen. I mean, I've dealt with some small dicks, but I am a big advocate on, like, size doesn't really matter, because I've had a huge penis where you're like, ah, this fucking hectic and hurts. And then I dated a guy with probably the smallest penis I've ever seen, and he made me orgasm multiple times every time we had sex. So it's a bloody, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it too, dolls. Anyway, so this guy, fucking was like, would not stop, kept on trying to get these micro dick, like, all of our replies, and it was so fucking intense. I wish I could, like, show you guys the photos, but I feel like that would be, like, really inappropriate. But I still have it in my phone, and it's way too much. I fucking, like, if I'm feeling, like, sad or lonely, I'll, like, look at it and laugh, even though it's really mean, but, like, you know. So anyway, I'm gonna go into another story. We're gonna call this girl Gemma. Me just fucking thinking of names on the spot. Hello, Gemma. Thank you for your story. Okay, so this one's fucking funny. I thought this was hilarious. Okay, so Gemma has written in. I met a guy in a club at 4:30, and flash forward, it's 6 a.m. and we are making out in my bed. He was hot as fuck, okay? It was quite passionate, and he pulls me on top of him and all of my hair fell into his face. I said, hang on, I'm just going to grab a hair tie. And I quickly jumped off him, ran to my bathroom, grabbed a hair tie and got back. And he's like, where's the hairdryer? And I'm like, what? So confused. And he goes, didn't you say you were going to get a hairdryer? And I explained that I said I was going to get a hair tie. And I asked, why the fuck would I go and get a hairdryer right now? He said, I don't know. I thought it was some weird sex thing you're into. We laughed about it for a minute before he suggested that I actually go and get the hairdryer to see what we could do with it. Since I was drunk as fuck, I enthusiastically ran back to my bathroom and I grabbed my hairdryer and plugged it into the socket beside my bed. He started joking around with it, blowing it in my face and in his own, screaming, oh, the hairdryer. And I was pissing myself with laughter. He then sat it down beside us and we progressed into having sex. Getting into it, doing your thing. And minutes later, whilst he was literally inside of me, he goes, where's the hairdryer? Confused and thinking he was joking, I laughed. He then grabbed it and started blowing it in my face and whilst fucking me. Dude, lol. Like, can you imagine a guy like blowing a fucking hairdryer in your face? I cannot. He repeatedly screamed, oh, fuck yeah, the hairdryer. Oh, yeah, baby, the hairdryer turns me on. To my surprise, he did not stop and he continued this for minutes. Minutes. I was laughing so hard at what was happening and also thinking what the fuck my housemate might be thinking if she woke up from being passed out on the couch. He got more and more into this hairdryer thing and then came without ever giving up this joke. I still hope that he was really committed to the joke and it was fucking weird. Dude, sorry, but like, does this guy, like, was this like his in for like his weird fetish? Like, who the fuck does that? And also, can we talk about the roommate just being on the couch? Like, can you imagine waking up in the middle of the night, like, I hope she had a fucking Dyson so that shit was silent, because like, I know that my hairdryer is like fucking $5 from like Chemist Warehouse and like is like, if I had like a guy over, and not that I would ever do this, and like, I mean, no judgment here, but like weird dude, weird flex. But if I had a hairdryer going on in my room at like 4 a.m. in the morning, my roommates would 100% wake up. So yeah, that is so fucking weird. So I replied to, I've forgotten the name I've given her. Was it Jessica? Anyway, never mind. But I replied back to this girl being like, what the fuck happened? Like, did you speak again? And she said that she went to sleep and she woke up at about 10 a.m. and he didn't wake up till 1 p.m. Like, ooh, fucking leave my house, you hairdryer fetish. And then
they kind of had some awkward chats until his friend picked him up, and she's never heard from him again other than liking her Instagram photos. That is so fucking weird. I do not know what I would do in that situation. Like, oh, the hairdryer. Like, no. I feel like there are so many weird fetishes out there, but I feel like I've never had anyone like try and do anything too bizarre with me. Like, I've never had anyone into feet, or like, I know some people like piss on people. Like, that's weird. But no, never, never fucking happen in all of my sexcapades. Not a fucking chance. So moving on to some other wild things you guys have sent through. I had this girl message me saying that she got with this guy. Not sure why either of them agreed on doing this, but they used sunscreen. I'm talking fucking like banana boat sunscreen as lubricant. Sunscreen is lubricant. Let's not put any fucking foreign thing up my vagina, let alone sunscreen. So she gets with this guy. They obviously use, we're just going to say banana boat because it fucking really rolls off the tongue and you guys can all really envision that thick, creamy, disgusting shit in her vagina, gets an allergic reaction. Her vagina fucking swells. She has to get driven to the hospital by him and his dad. Like, no, if I honestly, that would probably be, I feel like it'd be worse like if it was your own father, but still fucking horrific. And I have been through this so many times in my life where guys try and use lube that's not fucking lube. Like the amount of times like when I was like younger and guys would like get some fucking Vaseline moisturizer and try and like finger me with it, and I'd be like, get that shit away from me. Like, you're just asking to get fucking thrush or something. And I was even talking to one of my girlfriends, and her ex always tried to use conditioner. Like, conditioner is lubricant. And then another one of her friends was like, yeah, like I've heard like olive oil's fine. And like I did Google it, and apparently, like, I mean, it's not ideal, but apparently if you're going to use something, like olive oil's okay. But they used chili infused olive oil. Can you fucking imagine? Can you imagine the fucking pain? I've used like those lubes that are like cooling and like heating, and like literally felt like my vagina was on fucking fire. So I just cannot even begin to imagine what chili-infused olive oil would fucking feel like. But I feel like we need to do some sort of lesson for men about like what can and can't go in your vagina. But yes, sunscreen, it's a no from me. Fucking chili-infused olive oil, it's a no from me. Bloody any of the above, it's a no from me. So yeah, I think there's a lot of like sex education that needs to, get around a bit more. And I feel like we, you know, as women, we need to fucking speak up and like be a bit more open, and guys can just be such little dum-dums sometimes and like not realize that fucking that shit does not fucking go down with our body. But I mean, anything's better than a dry vagina, right? Well, not really, not if it's sunscreen. But I did have another girl ask me, you know, she doesn't get wet that easily, and, you know, she always has to use lube with her boyfriend, and she kind of asked me, like, is this normal? Like, is this weird? And, like, I know, like, some of my – well, I mean, I've obviously had my experience with women, so fucking – I know from firsthand that like some girls do get a lot more wet than other girls, and like using lubricants is so normal. I have actually been on Raccutane twice, and I swear to God, ever since going on that fucked up medication, that I don't get as wet as I used to. So I often would use lubricant, if not saliva. Ooh, isn't that so gross? But like, like it grosses me out. Okay. I don't know if it's just a me thing, but like I can't with the morning sex. Like if I get with a guy and they try and have morning sex with me and they try to use their like saliva at morning breath saliva as lube, I just think of all I can think of in my head is the bacteria the whole time. That I don't enjoy the entire experience because I'm like, the bacteria on me right now, disgusting. But yeah, so I think like using lubricants is so normal, but it's just obviously also about like educating other people into what you can and can't use. And you shouldn't be, some people get more wet than other people, some people just don't, and that's so normal and that's so fine. And I think everyone's so different, and you've just gotta fucking roll with the punches and roll with your body, because no one's gonna be the fucking same, and that's why we're all so fucking fabulous.
But I am going to wrap this thing up here. I know this is a little short but sweet episode. I've given you a few little cheeky stories. It's probably going to get a hell of a lot more R-rated than this, but just had to give you a little bit of a taste for the first episode. But thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's going to get a hell of a lot more X-rated. And yeah, I would love if you guys can rate, review, give me some feedback, send me stories, because you guys are going to be the one that helps me drive this thing. And I'm so fucking excited for this journey. It's going to be a bloody hoot. My Instagram is cat_Hennessy or cats out of the bag. You'll see that on my Cat Hennessy profile. I'm also going to be making a Facebook group where we can, you know, build some fucking community kind of shit and really get into the nitty gritty of this fucked up sexual stuff. So thank you so much, and I will see you next week for some more fucking juicy shit. Love you guys so much. Bye.